Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's CB Chats podcast. Joining us today is Carbon Black's security strategist, Rick McElroy. And the reason we have him on today's program is that Rick produced a blog recently for both ITSP Magazine and the Carbon Black blog that addressed a pretty significant issue in cybersecurity that's often overlooked, and that's the mental health side of things. And Rick makes an interesting point in the blog that there's often this expectation of perfection, and that often takes a very strong mental and physical toll. So, Rick, first of all, welcome to CB Chats. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, again, if listeners have not had a chance to at least read your blog on the Carbon Black blog or via social media or elsewhere, I'd really like to get some additional insight from you, sort of behind the scenes. What was the onus that prompted you to go out and write a blog that addressed this side of cybersecurity?
I think it was a couple of things. I mean, sort of the big onus was a friend of the community recently passed away. He was 42 years old and had a heart attack, right? Really good guy, gave back to the community greatly. Lots of us considered him a mentor. And so I was like, man, you know, here we are 20 years later into our careers, we're getting into our 40s and 50s. And in addition to a number of people who have committed suicide out of our community as well, I just want, you know, I think it's time for the leaders that always talk about leading security programs and kind of these bleeding edge security strategies to really take a step back and start to look at how we're going to be around the long term. Mm-hmm. Right, and how we're not going to burn out, and we can continue to contribute back to the field. And I did want to throw a shout out to a good friend of mine, Chris Nickerson. I think we posted a link to the video. He did a talk at DerbyCon, and you know, honestly, like I saw how open and honest he was, and like I said, I mean, he's you know a leader in the community, a mentor to myself, and I just went, you know what, it's time that others follow his lead. So I figure it was my way to contribute back to the people in the community, not just the problem.
And beyond addressing that this is an issue, you gave some helpful tips about how information security professionals can deal with the stress associated with the day-to-day job that's extraordinarily pressing and sometimes often difficult. You talked about putting away the electronics and unplugging for a certain time. Talked about finding a group of friends to talk to potentially share experiences with. You talked about laughing more. And the interesting thing is that whenever I have conversations with security professionals one-on-one, they're almost always laughing, right? They're jovial. They address the stresses, but at the same time, you can see that there is maybe behind the smile and behind the laugh, there is a certain sense of stress and difficulty associated with that. And I think a big part of that, Rick, and maybe you can address this a bit more, is the expectation to be perfect. There's that adage in cybersecurity that if you're a defender, you have to be right all the time. And if you're an attacker, you only have to be right once. And that is extraordinary level of stress. So you've transitioned from a CISO role to security strategist. You've seen people in various roles. You know, how do you create a mentality where it's okay to fail?
I think you just have to do it, right? And you know, this isn't my brilliant idea, right? The idea that you should make it okay to fail fast and iterate, right? I will say that I've been very lucky in my career, and I've had a number of leaders actually invest in us personally. And one of the big things we did as a leadership team at a previous organization is kind of just get really real with each other, talk about kind of our professional fears, right? And failure probably being the number one. Mm-hmm. And that's across the board, right? IT leaders would tell you the same thing. Disaster recovery leaders will tell you the same thing. So I think you have to create that culturally and individually. It's just something you have to practice. Like you just have to keep telling yourself that it's okay that the piece of code you wrote, you know, didn't have the achieved results, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we go into projects You know, and projects are one of the most stressful things. You spent millions of dollars, you convinced a bunch of people to do a bunch of work. Now you got to make sure this thing's a success. But I think we go into it and expect it to be successful without planning for the failure. So if you bake that like planning for the failure in, when it occurs, it's just another thing that happens in your project, and you can move on. But you got to let yourself off the hook for the misses.
So what are some things that you do individually? I mean, this in a lot of ways had to be a pretty difficult blog to write, noting a friend of yours that had passed away and others that had taken some serious measures that was clear that they were, you know, issues that needed to be addressed. What are some things that you've done to sort of address the physical toll of not only travel, but the stress and pressure of the job and the emotional side of it too? What are some best practices that you try to do on a daily basis to make sure that, you know, you're in this game for the long term?
Yeah, so on the physical side, I will say I had no idea this job would be as stressful on my body as it has been. I think anybody that stuffs themselves into, you know, magic tubes that fly through the air, yeah, it does take a toll, right? So, yeah, and then I've got some, you know, previous existing injuries from the Marine Corps, but, you know, I'm in physical therapy on a regular basis. I go to a chiropractor. I try to do a lot of hiking with my dogs. I'm lucky I live in San Diego, so yeah. Our winters aren't normal winters. So I think it's a little easier for us on the West Coast to get out and exercise and stuff in the winter. But yeah, find some activities that you like doing. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to be out running marathons. I mean, I'm not a runner, but I'll give an example. This weekend, I went fishing, and I made myself do it. I didn't have a lot of time. I was prepping for a lot of work this week, and I called a buddy and I was like, yeah, let's take a few hours this weekend. And what I find is if you go to areas where your phone doesn't work, you don't have to worry about like picking it up because it just doesn't work. Right. Which is why I say put down the electronics. I'm not the only one that says that. I think a lot of leaders are starting to really think about, innovation and invention. Right. And can I get in a mindset of true innovation if I have something bugging me all the time, right? So this constant input of email and texting and all of these things, it's really hard to be retrospective about stuff. So to take in all of this input from all of these conversations I've had with all of these different companies and all of these different security professionals, and then be able to put that in like a cohesive blog to go help other people with their security programs, you just got to take some quiet time. You know, so some people do that via running. Some people bike, right? Some people hike. Lots of us in SoCal surf. That's another nice one, too. But, yeah, take some time. And then find some friends that when you get together at events like Black Hat and DEF CON, you can not only let some stress out by having some fun, but you can actually talk about your lives, like not just the professional accomplishments that you do or the latest piece of code, but like get involved in some people's lives and figure out how they're doing.
Yeah, and this conversation certainly transcends any security product or company. I think it's very easy when you're at a conference or you're in the day-to-day to focus on the competitor, focus on the competition, but it's an important thing to realize that, you know, behind those walls of those competing businesses, behind the screens of the logos and the competitors who you look at as frenemies in some respect, there are actual people who are dealing with this. And the question that you sort of end the blog with, that you challenged all the readers to ask each other, how are you really doing? So sort of put that on you. You know, after writing this blog, after getting the feedback you've received, how's Rick doing? How are you doing as an info security professional right now?
Wow, dude, that's awesome you actually asked me that. I rarely get asked that. I'm actually doing great. I think I sort of went through a period years ago, and some of it had to do with stresses of the job. A lot of it had to do with the cycle the organization was in, right? So every quarter we're doing layoffs. I'm seeing good people get walked, you know. So you sort of get in this just a really bad mental state, like the job beats you down, and you kind of get to a point where you're just like, I'm not even doing security anymore. I'm doing all of this other stuff, and it depresses me, right? So I would tell you, you know, currently I'm doing really good. I wish my back was in better shape, but it's a work in progress. My family's doing really well. I've got a kid who just turned 21. Wow. He's a pretty amazing guy. So I've been enjoying kind of seeing him become a person out in the world and an adult, and you know, his first stints with taxes and all of that good stuff. So I am very lucky. I have a wife that I love. We've been together a really long time, and we're still kind of goofy in love and stuff. So she's really helpful to help me stay grounded. And then to make sure that, because she has some early detectors on when I'm starting to get wrapped around the wheel, she'll just notice and sort of kick me about it. So we're all a work in progress, right? But I think just having the space is like, we are professionals. We do take this job very seriously. But to really have the impact that we want to have as professionals, we got to do this for a long time, right? This is a problem that's going to take, you know, multiple decades to fix, right? So if I'm looking at still being effective when I'm 60, and I would hope to be in another 20 years, I've got to do some stuff today. So make sure you're taking care of each other.
Excellent closing thoughts there. And again, for listeners who have not had a chance to take a look at Rick's blog, you can head over to carbonblack.com. You can also find Rick on Twitter at InfoSecRick. And Rick McElroy, thank you once again for joining us today on CB Chats.
Thanks, Ryan.